citizens of the Philippines voted today in a presidential election. The incumbent is Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, who's facing a challenge from a political novice, a movie star, Fernando Poe Jr. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Manila.
The latest opinion poll on Saturday showed Gloria Macapagal Arroyo leading her action hero rival by 7 percentage points. Many analysts were predicting that lead and a superior campaign machine would help ensure an Arroyo victory. But at the sweltering polling station at the University of Makati, where many urban poor came today to cast their votes, sentiment appeared firmly in favor of the challenger. And in some cases, his lack of political experience seemed to work in his favor. 28-year-old Diana Acabo is a janitor at a nearby school.
Naniniwala ako sa kanya eh. Naniniwala ako sa mga pangako niya. I believe in him and I believe all his promises. He is honest and trustworthy. That's what makes him different from the president.
Another woman, Carmen, says as a government worker, she was supposed to vote for President Arroyo. But she says she voted for the actor Poe instead.
The economy of the Philippines now is very, very low. Of all the Asian countries, we are the lowest now, which is not supposed to be because we are very rich in natural resources. It's only mismanagement of the government.
Mismanagement and corruption are a major concern here, along with chronic unemployment and an economy that's getting worse, not better. Gloria Macapagal Arroyo came to office 3 years ago after corruption charges against then-President Joseph Estrada led to street protests that forced him from office. Arroyo, who was vice president at the time, then took over. In seeking her own mandate, the 57-year-old Harvard-educated Arroyo claims she is best qualified to fix what she calls the mess she inherited from Estrada. But distrust for Arroyo runs high among the poor, who make up more than half the electorate. They helped propel Estrada to a landslide victory in 1998, and some see his ouster as a coup engineered by elements of the country's elite. A few miles away, in the exclusive gated community of Forbes Park, the polling station is air-conditioned, the parking lot full of Land Rovers, Land Cruisers, and Mercedes, and the sentiment firmly in favor of President Arroyo. Banker Tisa Tan says Arroyo offers the country its best chance, despite economic woes and a host of other problems, including simmering Muslim and communist insurgencies.
Well, we want to give her more time. She only had 3 years in the past, so I think we'd like to give her more time to be able to enforce all the programs she has or is planning to do for the country.
I think she's done a fairly good job, you know, considering the problems that she has in her hands. And I think, you know, going forward, if she has a clear mandate, I think she'll be able to really pursue her plans more effectively.
But many voters also expressed disappointment with their choices in this election. 18 years after People Power helped bring an end to the rule of the dictator Marcos and brought hope that transparency, good governance, and prosperity would follow. Josea Santos is an IT manager for an outsourcing company. He voted grudgingly for President Arroyo.
At this point, for me, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Everybody's going to be corrupt. Corruption is so entrenched. It's already institutionalized. I mean, you're going to have to deal with corruption no matter who sits as the president. It's going to take years and years and years before we can get rid of corruption. I don't even know how.
Preliminary results are expected in a few days. Final results won't be available for several weeks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.